on this first service of the new year, let us ask the Lord that his word might be known amongst us today and through this year by singing hymn 1130. O thou at whose almighty word the glorious light from darkness sprung, thy quickening influence afford, and clothe with power the preacher's tongue. Hymn 1130.
Together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the Book of Psalms, number 126. Psalm 126. when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Now please turn to Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah chapter 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord, and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go, and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city, and it shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the decrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness, I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gate of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckon till morning, that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I add great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will we sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, merciful, gracious, eternal Lord God, thy goodness and kindness spares our unworthy lives, and we're favoured and blessed with sufficient health and strength to be found in thy courts on the morning of another Sabbath day. Dear Lord, but it is the first day, the first Sabbath day of another year. Then may we come rightly before thee, Lord. May we come in praise and thanksgiving for all thy goodness and kindness to us. Lord, the year that has passed, the years that have passed, thy mercies to us each have been very great over the years. In fact, why we're not cut off as a cumber to the ground. We're still found on praying ground. Oh, what a great mercy. Not being left, not being forsaken. It's been faithful to thy word. We humbly acknowledge thy goodness. Our needs so abundantly supplied. Health and strength, use of natural faculties. Many comforts are ours, Lord, through thy goodness and kindness to us. We do desire to humbly acknowledge all thy goodness thus bestowed upon us, and ask and pray thou be with us still. Lord, as we come here this morning, we desire to render praise and thanksgiving to thee for thy goodness to this church and people. Lord, thy presence that's been known and felt in their midst, that blessed and gracious work of thy Holy Spirit, those things, Lord, that have been done and accomplished in thy great and holy name. We bless thee, we thank thee, Lord, for all thy kindness. For those sweet Ebenezers, for those tokens for God, we bless thee, we acknowledge thy goodness, and we ask that thou help us then to praise thee, oh, to praise thee from our hearts, for all the mercies that we read in the Hebrews of what the apostle speaks to us there of. Oh, to offer the sacrifice of praise. May we know really and truly what it is. That sacrifice of praise in our hearts. Oh, to truly praise thy name for thy loving kindness, over the many mercies and blessings bestowed. Then help us now. Be with us, dear Lord. Do undertake for us. Ah, Lord, and we have to look back also, Lord, on our own lives. Oh, so very different. Dear Lord, one says, nothing but sin I thee can give. Lord, we ask that thou wilt pardon all our sin, all our iniquities, the sins of another year, and the sins of our lives, not just another year, not just another week, the sins of our lives, dear Lord. Oh, how thankful we are, and Lord, and that needs praise to thee. Oh, for that there's a fountain open for sin and uncleanness, that thou hast ordained the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Oh, we do thank thee that there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. May it be so here this day, that the poor sinners indeed may lose all their guilty stains. Help us, Lord, be with us and bless us. Our Lord, as we just think, dear Lord, this time last year, Lord, now we're all a year older, we're all a nearer to eternity, and we know not, Lord, how many more days, months or years, then do fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Do make us right and keep us right. Oh, to be washed then and cleansed in the blood of Jesus, in the fountain open for sin. May we be given and granted that spirit of grace and of supplication against that day. Hear us and help us. We ask and pray then that thou be with us now. Thou knowest, dear Lord, just how each one comes and has come to the house of God this morning. Thou knowest those that have come praying their way along, those that have come seeking a portion for their souls, those that have come saying, Lord, don't send us empty away, those that have come praying for some token for God, those that have come praying that their sins may be pardoned and forgiven and washed away in the Redeemer's blood, those that have come with a desire after Christ, who've been crying, give me Christ, or else I die. Those that want to know, Lord, that their names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood, found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, that those that want in, Lord, some sweet, gracious assurance, a blessed hope in Christ Jesus the Lord. Then remember each and all, and send none empty away. And dear Lord, and thou also knowest, those that have come with no desire, come because it's the expected thing. Ah, Lord, we are thankful that they have come. But dear Lord, we ask, thou meet with such, so that, Lord, they don't go home the same way as they came, but they go home with a gracious concern, with a longing desire to find Christ and to know him whom to know is life eternal. Do then have mercy upon each and all, whether they've come with a desire or not. Do have mercy on them and abundantly bless them with the riches of thy grace and thy love. Oh, that there may be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Hear the prayer contained in our opening hymn, Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, do clothe the word with divine power this day. Dear Lord, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we would give glory. Hear then our prayers. Help us and be with us. Bless then this cause of truth. Undertake for them. Go before them in all and every untrodden step. Be their guide and their counsellor. Do direct them in thy fear. Help them, dear Lord, to commit all into thy hand. May they watch thy hand. May they see thy goodness going before them in the unknown, in the untrodden steps, and be with them and help them and bless them. Hear then prayer for them, we pray. Do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them. Dear Lord, we lovingly commend to thee the dear children. Undertake for them. Help them, Lord. Help them at school. Keep and preserve them from the many evils which abound. Lord, and do preserve them in thy fear. And young ones, Lord, as they grow up, as they found in those teenage years, do watch over them. Preserve them and keep them, Lord. That they may be kept, Lord, from the evils. Dear Lord, as they go to school and college or university, wherever, they know, Lord, there are those that deal in drugs. Oh, and how our young people, Lord, need to be kept from these evils. Keep them from drugs, Lord. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou would bless them. Give them that help and that strength to refuse, and be gracious to them and bless them. And we ask and pray, O Lord, that thou art hear prayer over those of thy people, Lord, we know of and think of in affliction's path. There's some here, Lord, connected with this church and congregation, Lord, that are laid aside in affliction's path. Put thy healing hand and heal and restore, and raise them again to health and strength, we pray, and appear for them. And then, Lord, there are others that we think of and know of. Some are, Lord, in afflictions. We pray thy healing hand to be upon them, bless them. Others, dear Lord, are in bereavement's path, comfort their heart. We think of those, Lord, that have stood around a grave in the week past. Undertake for them. Hold them up. Bless the widows and the widowers. Comfort those that then have lost mother, father, brother, sister. Oh, be gracious to each and all. Dear Lord, there are those then that have passed by, passed on. Lord, and there is that sweet, blessed hope of their souls standing before thee. And all that to us, Lord, that remain, all that there may be, Lord, that comfort, Lord, there may be that sweet consolation that thou art that God of all grace and the God of comfort. We pray for others, Lord, in trials and troubles and difficulties, to appear to them and for them, remember them. There are those, indeed, Lord, that are afflicted in their mind. Have mercy on them and bless them. Put thy healing hand and go on and be gracious to them still and restore them so that they're found sin at thy feet and clothed in their right mind. We think of those young ones and young friends here and there, Lord, that are so disabled. Have mercy upon them and do help them. Those that carry these enormous burdens, Lord, do undertake for them and support them, we pray, and bless them. Be with all of thy dear servants, whoever they are and wherever they are, where thy word and truth is preached this day, do own and bless. And do grant, dear Lord, there may be something done and accomplished in thy great and holy name this day. Oh, throughout Zion, so that sinners are converted from sin and iniquity, converted to Christ and his righteousness. Lord, do abundantly bless. Oh, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, we beseech thee. We pray for our nation, appear for us, raise up for us men of God, govern those that govern us. And dear Lord, we pray thou wilt deliver us from wicked and evil men. And dear Lord, do we a prayer for the many, Lord, that worship Muhammad and Allah. Gracious Lord, appear to them. Open their eyes. Lord, it needs that mighty work of thy grace. Lord, we as men are totally, utterly useless. It needs thy hand. It needs thee to clothe thy word with power. And dear Lord, we ask thee to do it for thine own great namesake. Then hear prayer. Lord, bring peace in this troubled world. Stop the fighting, Lord, in Afghanistan. Oh, and we ask, Lord, that thou art hear us then in all these things. We're conscious, dear Lord, of our failings many times in prayer. But dear Lord, do make up where we so fail. Do pardon then every sin and every iniquity, and accept our humble thanks for all the goodness and all the kindness. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt be with us now. We need thy help, thou knowest. Then come, dear Lord. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come. Open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 888. No wit or will of man, or learning he may boast. No power of reason can draw sinners unto Christ. So fallen is nature, such her flaw, none come except the Father draw. Hymn 888.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to Psalm 126 and verse 5. Psalm 126, verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. These words are very often referred to as to God's servants as they preach the word of God. The sixth verse in particular, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. But I say here in this fifth verse, the experience of God's people, of his dear children, of those that follow him, of those that he calls out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light, of those that at last shall be with him in eternal glory and bliss. The psalmist here speaks of this time of when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. And indeed, as we read in the Word of God of Israel being taken into captivity, and then in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah in particular, there are those days when the Lord turned that captivity and they came back again to their Jerusalem. But there's this here as well. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There is much labour and travail. And oh, that, yes, that you dear people here may know what this true labour and travail for souls is. The year passed. Before that year closed, there was, yes, rightly so, that service of thanksgiving to the Lord. Now, dear brother here, followed the Lord in the ordinances of his house and of what the Lord had brought him through. And he, and he alone knows those deep things. But you say, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You say, dear soul, you may this morning, poor soul, you may be in the dark, you may feel to be in distress, yet, oh, there's these sowing in tears. This hour, the time of love, will come, when thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say, for me, for me. You say, I don't think so. That, dear soul, is unbelief. That, dear soul, is the temptations of the adversary. You just look back in the Word of God. Why, this comes to mind here in the book of Samuel, the opening chapters here. There's the account of dear Hannah. And poor Hannah, hay, the Lord had shut up her womb, and she could bring forth no children. But you know, dear soul, yes, it's verily true. What the Lord shuts, none can open. But dear Lord, dear soul, remember this. What the Lord opens, none can shut. The time came when the Lord opened. And dear Hannah conceived and brought forth her Samuel. That which is impossible with men is possible with God. Now, you may be in some situation where you think everything is shut up. Well, may you take courage from these first two chapters here in the book of Samuel regarding dear Hannah. And relate it to your circumstances, to your trial, to your difficulty. Yes, that, you see, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Dear Hannah, she sowed in tears, didn't she? She sowed in tears. She arose, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Not nice, is it? It's not comfortable. Will the Lord ever hear? And a roaring adversary telling you that it's pointless, pointless. Adversary telling you it is pointless. My mind just goes here for a moment. Blind Bartimaeus, he sat by the wayside begging, and he hears that Jesus of Nazareth passes by, and he cries out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And there were those there that told him to be quiet. Isn't that what they're telling you? Isn't that what those whisperings in your heart are telling you, poor soul? We read here in the 144th Psalm. Yeah. Why, he says, rid me, deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Yes, the psalmist, deliver me from strange children. Deliver me from those whisperings within. Deliver me from those whisperings within. Blind Bartimaeus, why? What did he do? Did he be quiet? No. He cried out so much the more. Dear soul, don't you? Don't you? They tell you to be quiet. But oh, no. Mine's an urgent, pressing case. I can no denial take. What I plead for Jesus' sake. So the dear soul, he cried out so much the more. And, you know, let's turn to it, make sure we quote this correctly. Why he cries out so much the more. And then you read this, what the dear Lord Jesus did. Why? Many charged him, but he cried out the more. And his whole was this. And Jesus stood still. The prayer of a poor, destitute beggar. Jesus stood still. We were talking a little over the breakfast table this morning regarding one, you know, and this friend, he said, I know that voice. This whole, and do you know this one that stands still? At your request and at your petitions. Dear soul, here, just think of it, dear soul. Here is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And here's a poor, destitute beggar. And this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, stands still. And not only stands still, but commands him to be called. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Why not for thee? Dear soul, do you know what it is? That your prayers, making your prayers and your petitions unto the God of all grace, the blessed Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And Jesus stands still. You know, one thinks of the words. Thinks of the words in the book of Revelation. And he laid his right hand upon me. Yes, and here in the Song of Solomon, we've got this account, have we not? Yes. That how, my friends, he drew near. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Stand still. Yes. And the Lord draws near. He lays that right hand. His right hand doth embrace me. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, dear soul. Dear Hannah. She may be, have been, dear soul, where you feel to be this morning. At the very ends of the earth. At the very ends of the earth. And yet here's how. Yes. You know, she wasn't far from deliverance. No. She couldn't see just round the corner where the Lord was going to appear for her. She couldn't say that her prayers were entering heaven. And like blind Bartimaeus, Jesus stood still to attend to his need. Say my soul, why not for thee? King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One full of pity and full of compassion. you know, it's truly amazing, isn't it? Oh, that, you know, poor man is so insignificant. Yeah. Yet the Lord looks down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. From heaven does the Lord behold the earth to hear the crying of the prisoner and to loose those that are appointed to death. He looks from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. Some of you have been in an aeroplane and you look down on the earth and there the houses and there goes a train and perhaps you can see a motorway. They look like little toys. Yeah. And as for man, you can't even see them. And yet, this blessed, glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords has compassion upon them. And he hears their cry. He regards the prayer of the destitute and he doesn't despise their prayer. Blessed be his holy name. Dear, yes, dear Hannah, sown in tears. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They shall. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It is, it will be fulfilled. He will come leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. But lo, the winter is over, past and gone. The time of the singing of the birds is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Rise up, my love, my fair one, come away. Yes, yes, dear Hannah. She's got to endure, yes, Eli's accusations, hasn't she? Perhaps, dear soul, you've got to, yes, put up with someone else's accusations. So, yes, Eli was the priest. Don't let's forget that. You'd have thought he'd have understood. Put away thy, how long wilt thou be drunk, and put away thy wine from thee? There she is. She spake in her heart, only her lips moved. Do your lips move? Notice what it says. She spake in her heart. Who she speak to? God. Spoke to the Lord. And it matters not what other words come out of your lips. Oh, it's what comes out of your heart, dear soul. What comes out of your heart. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee prayed thus with himself. Wonderful prayer. Totally, utterly useless. Unacceptable. The other poor man, he prays from his heart. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Does it suit you, poor soul? Does it suit you? So that this hour, your heart, your prayer is about the Lord. The Lord to appear for you. Today, this came out of his heart. This came out of dear Hannah's heart. See, we haven't got a prayer. Yeah. All we've got is this, she continued praying. You take that home, dear soul. And you carry it out. You carry it out. Because they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They shall reap in joy. No if, but, or maybe. They shall. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Why, dear Hannah then, yes, put away thy wine from thee, says Eli. Yeah. No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have neither drunk wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Ah, what a honest confession. What an honest answer. I haven't done those things that you accuse me of. What I have done, I poured out my soul before the Lord. Do you know what it is, dear soul? To pour out your soul before the Lord. You, dear mothers, home with your children. Husband goes off to work. Children maybe go off to school. Or the little ones, you'd have to lay them down perhaps mid-morning. And then you think to yourself, now I can get with my God. And is this, dear soul, when you pour out your heart before the Lord? Oh, friends. Yeah. Friend, I haven't been a fly on the wall. No. No. But is there someone in here? I speak reverently. I don't speak unkindly. You're pleased when husband's gone to work, and the children have gone to school, because you can get alone with your God. And some of you others here, the opposite side, the opposite sex. What do you do? Do you stop the car on the way to work? I don't know the area that well, but you do. You know these little old lanes around here? And over there, there's some little barn just beside the road. Suitable place to pull off. No one sees me here, but my God. You pour out your heart before him, that the Lord would mercifully appear for your poor never dying soul. Yeah, yes. Maybe, poor soul, you pour out your heart in confession of your sin and your iniquity. You say, yes, but my prayer is so short, it doesn't matter about that, dear soul. It doesn't matter about that. prayers not measured by the yard? Or if measured by that sincerity from the heart, that's where it's measured from, dear soul. And God looks upon the heart. God looks upon the heart. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. You perhaps don't say those words, but that's how you come, isn't it? That's how you come. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Shall. Yes, we read here earlier, didn't we, about dear Hezekiah. Oh, poor man. He had that solemn message. What a message it was. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Oh, friend, how would we feel? Yes, if this message was sent to us by God. By God. You'll know it, dear soul, because it'll be most powerful. You won't be able to shake it off. You won't be able to forget it. It'll constantly be reminding us. But oh, the blessed, gracious effect. All things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yes, sanctified trouble. Yeah. And this message was sanctified to dear Hezekiah. Why? What did it do? It drove him. It drew him to the throne of grace. It drew him to the blessed Lord in prayer. Ah, yes. And that's exactly what the Lord intended it to do. Yes. Exactly what the Lord intended it to do. Oh Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked. Remember me now, O Lord. Remember me now. Dear Lord, remember me. Remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people and thy children. Ah, yes, remember me. The dear dying thief on the cross at Calvary cried that, didn't he? Yes, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. See, here he is on the cross at Calvary. Oh, there were these tears. I've often said, what a sermon he preached to his companion and partner in crime. We indeed justly. We suffer the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And then he turns his words to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and pleads with him, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was sure in his heart, in his mind, that this one, he's done nothing amiss. He's done nothing amiss. He was convinced that Jesus was going to glory. And he wanted the Lord to remember him. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. prophet Ezekiah. My, how you've got his prayer here. Oh, what a prayer it is. Verse 9. The writing of Ezekiah when he'd been sick, recovered from his sickness. Why he speaks about cutting off of my days. The gates of the grave. I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Is there a poor sinner here this morning that come into this chapel feeling just like Hezekiah said here? I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Have you thought, dear soul, that yes, you're going to be cut off? Cut off as a cumber of the ground. And yet, deep down in your heart, there's this, is there not? A cry for mercy. And notice where I said it was. Deep down in your heart. It's not just on your lips. It's deep down in your heart. A cry for mercy. So then, dear soul, you better turn again to Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and read the account of blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus stood still. Oh, and yes, that he regards the prayer of the destitute. He appears. Now, there's a word, it's in the Psalms, and I cannot think of the first part of it, but it comes in like this, and joy cometh in the morning. You can find it, I hope. But joy cometh in the morning. No, joy came in the morning for dear Hezekiah. It did. And say my soul, why not for thee? Oh yes, he comes down, doesn't he? I did mourn as like a crane or a swallow, so did I chat. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The writings of Ezekiah. Yes, he got his prayer here. Oh, and now he spread his heart out before the Lord, made his request and his petition to the God of heaven. But then, dear soul, you've also got his praise here. Verse 17, behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou, his own is addressing the Lord. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Yes. For thou hast in love to my soul. Yes, he loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard embraces all, and nor with a soul will part. He toils through life, pants through death, and with his expiring breath cries, "It is finished and complete." But thou hast in love to my soul, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, the amazing grace. The amazing grace of our blessed Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and has delivered it from the pit of corruption. Pit of corruption. Ah, where hope and mercy could never come. But no, delivered it from there. Oh, yes, why the psalmist speaks, doesn't he? About being pulled out of the miry clay and my feet set upon a rock. Yeah, that rock's Christ. Yes, it is this old rock is Christ. The Saviour of poor, wretched, dying sinners set my feet upon a rock. Ah, to stand there, this old, on the rock of salvation. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. From the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Ah, to be remembered no more forever. To be remembered no more forever. Oh, and yes, poor soul, and you and I have got a large catalogue of sin, haven't we? You know, you think, if your sins and mine were written out on a piece of paper, there would be many reams, wouldn't there? Yeah. Many, many reams of paper. Would this chapel hold the volume of paper that had to be that was recorded your sin and mine? No. But cast behind thy back. Not his back. Not Ezekiah's back. But behind the Lord's back. Behind the Lord's back. This sin was dealt with by our blessed Lord at Calvary's cross. He cried there, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because there, at Calvary, yes, dear soul, you just think about it for a minute. There at Calvary, where there were three crosses, two dying thieves, Jesus in the midst, but Jesus there cried, my God, why? Hast thou forsaken me? Dear soul, it was for this reason, because he, Jesus, was suffering in the sinner's place, room, and stead. May you and I have a sweet, blessed, humble hope that he was there for your sin and my sin. And that thus he made atonement. He offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, because without the shedding of blood there can be no remission of sin. Not without the shedding of blood. Yes, and the sweet Lamb of God comes forth to be slain, to bear the burden. Oh, the intolerable load. Yes, he bore, my friend. Isaiah 53, there it reads like this, doesn't it? And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yet the Holy God, Father, laid on his Son the iniquity of us all. My thoughts just go to Abraham and Isaac a moment. You know, there's a dear Isaac. And you know, you see, Isaac is a type of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. I do. In this, you see, that here was the fire and the wood. And, you know, that was put on Isaac. And he carried that to where he was to be offered himself as a sacrifice. The Lord appeared. Oh, dear soul, the Lord appeared for Isaac. But his own blessed Son, Jesus Christ, he had to go through. He had to endure what no tongue can tell. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all, and he was crucified. He was crucified, dear soul, for sin. Oh, that you and I might have a sweet, humble hope in our hearts that it was done for us, that it was done for me. The Lord, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Well, we haven't got very far, have we, this morning? Hannah, blind Bartimaeus, Ezekiah. You see, these had burdens. And doubtless here with Hezekiah, you see, his burden was his sin, was it not? Has cast all my sins behind thy back. You perhaps, poor soul, you have perhaps many, many pressing needs. But is this not, dear soul, the main cause of your prayer unto the Lord? That he would pardon all your sin, all your iniquities. And you want to know what dear Hezekiah knew here in verse 17. For peace I had, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They shall reap in joy. Well, I shall have to leave it there for this morning. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service, if he is well enough. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close with hymn 374. Send help, O Lord, we pray. and thy own gospel bless. For godly men decay and faithful pastors cease. The righteous are removed home, and scorners rise up in their room. Hymn 374.
humbly pray thou be with us now, throughout the remainder of the day. Grant all needed help and strength, and thy blessing, the strength of the Holy Spirit. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.